These new rules would apply to only new teachers going forward. Republican delegate Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights spoke in favor of the bill.
I can remember my first teaching experience in middle school. I taught next to a gentleman. He'd been teaching for 25 years, never made any waves. He wrote 25 history questions on the board every day. That's all he ever did. If you didn't finish them in class, you did them for homework. He had the same bulletin board up for 10 years. He was there for 30 years. And I used to frankly resent that fact because I really worked hard at my profession. I was always trying to look for a way to help my kids do better. And he could care less. And I've taught next to teachers that have so little control over the class, I can't hear myself actually teach. And I tell you who really suffers in that situation is the 8 or 10 kids in that room that really want to learn, because they don't learn anything for the entire year. And we are naive if we think that public education is perfect. It's not. It's good. And I would teach nowhere else. But if you don't think we can make the system better, I just think that's wrong.
Democratic delegate Ken Plum of Reston.
A couple of weeks ago, I stood on the floor and raised some concern that we are not adequately funding our public education system. In fact, I was able to show that over the last several years, we've cut more than $1 billion out of our share of public education funding. And while we're supposed to be in a partnership with local government, we're down now to about 40% funding. But my complaint was responded to by the same gentleman who just spoke, who assured me that we're doing very well. We've got some of the best standards of learning in the country. Other people are emulating us. The kids are doing well on those standards of learning. And in fact, we now have some of the highest AP involvement of any state in the union, kids taking AP tests and passing them. So some days, Mr. Speaker, when we are talking about funding education, we're doing just fine. And now when we're talking about teachers, suddenly things aren't going so well. It's estimated now that to make up the difference between what we call the standards of quality and the cost of public education is $3 billion a year. And I continue to be concerned about our attitude of looking down our noses at those people who work so very hard. I've had lots of jobs in my life, including 3 years as a public school teacher, and I can tell you I never worked so hard in all my life in any other job that I've ever done.
The bill passed the House 55-43. Governor Bob McDonnell has been a vocal proponent of the legislation and praised the House yesterday for its passage. Its Senate companion bill will be up for a final vote today. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.